For the second time within a year, Dan McCready is running a general election campaign to represent North Carolina's 9th congressional district. The first day of this general election involved dueling press conferences, just a few minutes and a few feet from each other, as his opponent Dan Bishop held his event outside McCready's headquarters. Yesterday at this time, we spoke to Mr. Bishop. Today, it's Mr. McCready's turn. Welcome.
Good to be on with you, Lisa.
So a few minutes ago, we heard about President Trump's immigration proposal that would favor skills over family connections. However, it wouldn't deal with illegal immigration or DACA. Would you support such a plan?
I've not read his plan since I guess it came out yesterday. What I can tell you is I think that we need both. There needs to be room for families to be able to come in, but there also needs to be room for folks to be able to come in based on merit and based on skills. I think immigration is one of the issues where you see how broken Washington is, because we've known for decades that the solution is not people to go into their partisan camps like we see time and time again. The solution is actually for Republicans and Democrats to come together, sit down and work on a bipartisan and a comprehensive immigration reform. And that reform should do a number of things. It should secure our border. It should uphold American values. It should deal with a whole host of issues, one of which you just mentioned. But that's not going to happen until we get people to Washington that are interested in actually reaching across the aisle.
So when you talk about securing the border, how do you see that being done? Does it include a wall, for example?
It certainly needs to include some physical barriers. It also should include some of the technology that I used overseas in the Marine Corps. When I was over in Iraq, we had all kinds of surveillance technology. There's cyber technology, infrared technology. There's a lot of technology that we can put on the border that would be much more cost effective.
And how much money would you be willing to spend on something like that?
I don't know about exactly how much to spend. I do think it's important that we secure our border, but we cannot do that in a way that is, ripping kids away from their families at the border. I mean, what's happening with families there is inconsistent with American values. We've got DACA kids here who, I met one last year, Jose, over at Queens College, who's an honor student, who came over when he was just a few years old. His parents brought him over. Our government needs to honor the commitment that we made to these kids, but with a law-abiding process in a way that upholds our values.
What's your solution to reducing gun violence, whether that's school shootings or the increasing murder rate in Charlotte?
Well, this is a really important question. Obviously, our home community was just rocked a couple weeks ago by tragic gun violence. As a parent of four little kids, I have to say every time one of these shootings occurs, which is all too frequent, my wife Laura is up late worried about the future for all of our kids. I'm also someone who understands weapons. I've carried an assault weapon for 4 years in the Marine Corps. I understand the seriousness involving weapons, the responsibility that needs to come with handling them. I believe that the best solution for getting at the gun violence epidemic is universal background checks. The reason I say that is because we believe that as many as a third of transfers and sales of firearms right here in North Carolina may go without a background check. I went to buy a pump-action shotgun last year at Cabela's. I'm a law-abiding citizen, a Marine. I went through a background check. So it's not right that I would go through one, but someone who wants to do harm with a weapon, someone who may be mentally ill, a domestic abuser, someone who would do terrible things, can just roll up into a gun show and buy all the firearms that they want. And I really believe that this issue of background checks is one where Republicans and Democrats should be able to come together because the vast majority of Americans agree with it.
What about a ban on assault-style weapons or a federal registry, for example?
I think the best way to get at assault weapons is with universal background checks. I think closing the gun show loophole is you can go right now, any person can go to a gun show and buy all the assault weapons they want. Closing the online sales loophole is a whole other loophole to get at. I've read that 90% of Americans agree with this. The only reason that we do not have universal background checks is because of the NRA. It's because of career politicians like Dan Bishop, frankly, who are bought and sold by the special interests and are not actually putting the interests of the people first.
In a forum last year with Mark Harris, you gave President Trump credit for starting an important conversation on trade, saying Democratic and Republican administrations have not stood up to China on trade. What do you think of the president's latest 25% tariff on many Chinese goods?
Well, to begin with, I do think that the president has started an important conversation on trade, and I do think that he is standing up to other countries that have been taking advantage of us. I mean, this district in the 9th, North Carolina, runs from southeast Charlotte, which is a very prosperous part of the country, east for seven counties through many counties that have really, really struggled in recent decades. Where, you know, many of the jobs were in industries like tobacco, textiles, you know, things that have just been really beaten up, if not destroyed, by our trade policy and by countries like China taking advantage of American workers. It's not just through trade, but also through cybersecurity. You know, I fell victim when I was in the Marines to a cybersecurity attack on my top secret clearance application, as did many, many other American service members. And they're just straight up stealing the intellectual property of American businesses. So rather than, you know, let that continue like Democratic and Republican administrations have done for decades, President Trump is standing up to China, which I think is the right step. Now, I think that it's important that we have a strategic approach. You know, as a business person, I've built a company here in Charlotte doing deals, helping build solar farms. When I go to do a deal, I lay out, here's what my demands are, here's what my wants are. The other side does that, and then you meet in the middle. And you try to, you know, if you can get 7 out of 10 things, then that's a good day.
So does a 25% tariff make sense then in your estimation?
Well, tariff should not be the main part of a trade strategy. We need a strategy where certainly tariffs would be on the table, but also there are many other components to that. And this all needs to be considered as part of a strategic negotiation that actually puts North Carolina workers, North Carolina families on a level playing field.
Last year, you said you wouldn't support Nancy Pelosi as House Speaker. How do you think she's doing now in that role?
Well, the fact is, Washington is as broken as ever. And that's not a Democrat or a Republican thing. There's just way too many career politicians up there. And that's why I felt so strongly that we need new blood up there. I mean, this for me, this is not a career. I'm not a career politician like Dan Bishop. This is a calling for me to serve again, much like I felt in the years after 9/11 before joining the Marine Corps. I feel very strongly we need new voices in Congress.
So is she a voice that's doing a good job at this point?
Well, I have believed that we need new leadership. And the kinds of people I look to that are doing a very good job actually up there right now are the new young veterans who were just elected. There are 10 veterans, many of whom I've gotten to know over the past year as we all ran our different campaigns. Hopefully it'll be 11 here in a few months. But they're actually, they're working in a bipartisan way to try to serve the people, not just serve their own reelections and the special interests. And, half these people are just bought and sold by drug companies, insurance companies, all the special interests up there. That's not going to change until we get new people.
Now, when it comes to legislative policy, Democrats are pushing the Green New Deal. It's getting a lot of attention. And you said you'd work to create jobs in industries like solar, but the Green New Deal is not the way to do it. Briefly, why is that?
This is an area where I have very deep experience. I probably know more about creating clean energy jobs than anyone else in Congress because I've done it the last few years. I started a company with another Marine. We helped make North Carolina the number two state in the entire country for solar power. We helped create 700 good-paying jobs here in North Carolina. And let's be clear, what's happening to our planet is a moral imperative that we deal with it. But the way to do that is not with these kinds of aspirational, you know, Green New Deals. It's to actually use business as a force for good to create jobs just like we've done here in North Carolina.
And that's all the time we have. That's the 9th congressional race's Democratic candidate, Dan McCready. Mr. McCready, thank you.
Great to be on. Thank you.